This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What if you really believe that what I do now impacts my marriage in the future? What if you really believe that what I'm doing now and the choices I make will impact my kids, will impact their lives and their future? It can change the way you live because you have the wisdom. I think it takes the wisdom of God to say to oneself, this impacts future generations. Kevin is a guy, a young man, I don't know his last name, from Florida. He said there are things everyone has done sometime in their life that they're not proud of, he says. They're ashamed of. What follows that is that there's a series and set of consequences to follow. We can choose to do what we please, but we don't choose the consequences. That's interesting. We can choose to do whatever we want, and he's right, we have the freedom to choose, but he said we can't choose the consequences. He says, take last weekend for instance. Last weekend I chose to do something that I wasn't smart about in my judgment. At that time, I really didn't care about the consequences of what I was doing. Now I look back at that day and I really wish I could have thought of what was going to happen because of my choices just last week. And then he goes on to pose the question, what would happen with all of us if we started living in anticipation of what would happen if we make this choice? You know, some of you are living with consequences of forgiven sin. Do you know what I mean by that? All of us are. God forgives us, but we still have to live with the consequences of forgiven sin. The illustration I use, you've heard me use it, some of you have before. In high school, a young man was either on drugs that I knew, alcohol, inebriated, he was drunk, he was legally drunk or high, whatever the case may be, driving a car full of guys. There's an accident because he was driving under the influence. And one of the young men lost a leg. There's nothing that that young man, or he's now in his 50s or 60s, he said, there's nothing that he can do now that will bring back the leg, even though I believe his friend forgave him. I really do. I believe there was a moment where he said, I forgive you for what happened. But he still has to live with the consequences. This man has no leg because of something that was set in motion. What's my point? That's true for all of us. We make decisions, we impact lives in such a way that sometimes we have to face the consequences 10, 15, 20, 30, and 40 years later in life. Look at verse 15, this is dramatic. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. And notice verse 16, at this the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. What were they responding to? God's intervention. You know, when God intervenes in your life in a positive way or negative way, both times, fear God. Acknowledge him. I really believe that this is a historical event. There's historicity to this story, meaning it really happened. You see, if it's just a nice story, it doesn't make any difference in my life. It's a nice story. Kids enjoy it. Make a movie about it. Make a cartoon about it. But if this story really happened, then it makes a difference because it means God intervenes. I want to show you the ultimate proof for the historicity of this story.
Well, we're out of time, but at the very beginning of tomorrow's program, we'll quote this passage of Scripture where Jesus speaks about Jonah and his historicity, his reality. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.